A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
I mean, seriously, that's great, isn't it? Was a king. We have a problem with Paul. Calm down. We have a problem with Paul McCartney in this country. We kind of consider him the wacky thumbs aloft. Wacky thumbs aloft, Paul McCartney. And people go, oh, yeah, but Wings of Crap. Oh, Mull of Kintyre, man. Oh, the Frog Chorus. First of all, the Frog Chorus is actually a piece of genius. And we have this thing of, oh, it's Paul McCartney. The guy's a joke. The guy's only a joke to some people because he ain't dead. Here's the thing. Yeah, he's released a lot of crap, right? Because he's been doing it for 55 years, 56 years. He's also released an incredible, incredible body of flawed work, right? And I've really been getting into, you know, I love the Beatles. You know, I love the Monkees. But I've really been getting into the solo Paul McCartney stuff. And I found one podcast that kind of talked about McCartney in the 70s. And it's quite a good podcast. But then it stopped and it didn't go to the 80s. And so I went online and I was digging around. And I found this podcast called Take It Away with Ryan Brady and Chris Mercer. And I thought, I'll have me some of this. And honestly, right, if you're a McCartney Beatles fan, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. And I've dived straight into the 80s. I'm listening to the 80s. Then I'll go back to the 70s. But also, if you're just a fan of homebrew podcast, and this is one of the things we talk about a lot on this show, is people making things on their own and putting them out there, then it's also well worth a listen. Anyway, we'll talk about the mechanics in a bit. I'm thrilled to say we've got Ryan and Chris on the line, all the way from the United States of America. Good evening, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good evening, how are you?
This is the weirdest thing, right? Because I've been listening to you guys in my car pretty much nonstop for the last 2 weeks, and now you're in my headphones. This is wonderful.
It's interactive now. We talk back now.
That's
now
fantastic.
I can argue with you guys and tell you what songs you're wrong about.
Uh-oh.
Let's do the embarrassing stuff first, right? Because you have been annoying, and I know this has been corrected. The way you pronounce the name Hamish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say Hamish. You say Hamish all the time, and I'm just going, no, guys, please.
Well, yeah, we don't encounter that name very often. So we do what we can. If we were to say his name again,
yes.
Believe me, we've been corrected often enough by now.
Good.
That we would say Hamish.
Well,
don't worry.
Well done. Hey, listen, Matt, honestly, I love your show so much, and I've dived in at the 80s, and I've kind of gone all over the place. I've sort of picked my favourite album. So I started with Give My Regards to Broad Street, which I find it such a fascinating project. Tell me, first of all, Ryan, let's start with you. What is your background and why are you doing this?
Right. I mean, that's a great question to ask that, you know, not many people have asked us. So I am a vice president of marketing at Atlantic Records in Los Angeles, California.
Blimey.
Yeah. And Chris and I met each other when I was at university, when I was in college at Northwestern. He's a professor there. And I turned in some project or presentation or something where I quoted the McCartney song Cage off of the Back to the Egg record. It's like a bootleg.
Yeah.
And
of all things.
I never thought anybody would catch me on this thing, right?
Yeah.
And Chris walks up to me at the end of class one day and he's like, that piece, was that from the song Cage? And I was like, how do you know about that? And Chris was like, wait, how do you know about that?
Wow.
And so, yeah, we're just two music fans. We're in the business. Yeah, Chris is, Chris will talk about himself, but we just love this guy. And we don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
Well, I think part of the reason is because he didn't get shot. I think if, you know, Lennon, Lennon's output was is nowhere near as big as McCartney's in the 70s. And it was patchy. His output is patchy. But he did that James Dean thing. He died young. So he becomes a legend. And over here in the UK, you know, Liverpool Airport is now called John Lennon Airport.
John Lennon, right.
And John Lennon is treated like a god. And McCartney, for a lot of his career, now there's a bit of reverence because he's getting older, but for a lot of his career has been treated as, say, wacky thumbs aloft, as a joke, as a joke. And you guys have opened my ears to so many wonderful hidden gems that he's got scattered throughout his career. But then what, Chris, what then goes from, how do you go from meeting a student who's plagiarized Paul McCartney to then and got busted for it?
Unreleased, man. But then
how do you go, do you know what? We need to do a podcast about this.
Yeah, about how many years, Ryan? 8 or 9 years intervened there, actually. And Ryan and I were both really into podcasts independently.
Right.
And at the time, you know, we would get on the phone sometimes at midnight and start talking about Paul McCartney all of a sudden, you know, as we'd always done. And since we were both listening to podcasts, we both had podcasts on our minds. And Ryan had one in particular that he liked, the James Bond podcast done by two guys who have to know a lot about James Bond. And he comes to me and says, we could do that with Paul McCartney, you know? And actually, rather than just drop the idea, we actually dove in and did it. We figured even if we did it for ourselves, it would be pretty fun at least to do the first 8 or 9 albums.
Yeah. And what I love
just
about...
to have that conversation.
Yeah. And what I love about you two is that you don't... You very regularly disagree on what you consider to be a great track and you know, and that's what's so beautiful about it is it's eavesdropping on two people who know a lot about the subject but are also very passionate. And what was the last one I'm listening to is for goodness sakes, the last album of the 90s. What was that he did?
Flaming Pie.
Flaming Pie, yeah. And I love Flaming Pie. I think it's a great record. And I think it's you, Chris, that's going, I'm not so keen on this one. And I'm going, what are you talking about?
I've heard about that.
It's a great record. But I love it. I love the fact that you both disagree on it.
Well, yeah, when we finished that one, I was afraid to put it out, frankly. I was like, I don't know, man. But that's one of our best performing episodes so far. People love the discord, the disagreement.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that episode is very much in keeping with what we've been doing, where we more or less disregard the critical consensus and even the fan consensus. And we just go in with our own ears and give an honest response.
Where do you get all the stuff from? Because you don't just do the albums. You do everything. You do all the demos, all of the, you know, maybe there was a live track that snuck out. You do everything from that kind of period of that album. Chris, where do you get all of this stuff from? Are you dealing with bootlegs? What is it?
Well, we might want to not get into too much detail. But, I mean, look, a lot of it is
MPL's
actually
listening, man. They're listening in.
Listen, Ryan and I started buying these records back in 1983 as a kid.
Yeah.
Ryan has been collecting this stuff since he was a kid.
Yeah.
And so between our own, like, downloading adventures and record collections and CD collections, hunting down discographies, we kind of figured it out and been able to slowly piece it all in. Yeah. Of course, we go into overdrive when an album is coming up.
Yeah. A lot of it's commercially available. And then there's a couple of online resources where we dig into. There's a book by Luca Perassi, The Recording Session, McCartney Recording Sessions, that, you know, we reference as almost like a Bible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Andrew Grant Jackson wrote a book called Still the Greatest, that we, and he actually came on our show. It was crazy. There's an episode where, I don't know if you got to this one yet, where we do all the songs Paul gave away.
Oh, that's, the, actually, that's the one I'm listening to. That's the one I'm listening to on the way to work tonight. That's a great episode. Yeah.
Yeah, so the guy that wrote
the book.
Oh,
we're really proud of that one.
Yeah, he showed up. He's like, of course I'd be on the show. Like, are you kidding me? It's amazing. So.
I can't wait until you get to Memory Almost Full. That, for me, is McCartney's Sergeant Pepper. That is. I mean, Chris is probably going to disagree. But I just...
No, I like that one. I shouldn't give away too many spoilers, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah, let's just do the podcast right now.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it now.
Oh, yeah, but this isn't going out on the radio. This is just... I'm just an Uber fan that's faked a whole radio show just so I can talk to you guys. But this is the thing. This is the thing, because you mentioned McCartney in this country, and there is a different image, because we did have... McCartney in the 80s, there was the Frog Chorus, which became a joke. But I think, if you listen to the Frog Chorus, I think it's a piece of genius, right? I think it's a great song.
Yeah.
And there were a couple other hits he had over here that he didn't release in the States. And people go, oh, Mull of Kintyre. I remember being a kid and Mull of Kintyre was on all the time, all the flipping time, and it's a drone. But, but people kind of think that he stopped doing good albums in the 80s. And there are things like Memory... Memory Almost Full, and I think Half of New, the last hour. He's still doing great stuff into the 21st
century. I think
Electric
Arguments is interesting. Yeah.
Which one's that?
I think Electric Arguments, quite interesting. Yeah. The one he did right after Memory Almost Full with Youth.
Yeah.
As the Fireman, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, the Fireman was great. That was his kind of anonymous sort of dance electronica stuff, which is, again, you know, the Lennon was the experimental one. Pop was the Paul was the pop balladeer. But Paul was has always been doing experimental. Oh, hello.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm still here.
Have we got Chris?
Chris, are you still around?
We lost Chris.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Well, good, because Chris gets it wrong too much of the time, Ryan, if I'm honest. Well, maybe Chris will join us in a minute. But he's always been doing, like, experimental, electronic-y type stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah, like on Tomorrow Never Knows, on the Beatles records, that's the story about Paul. He's like, oh, I was bringing in the tape loops. All that tape loop stuff was me. Why does John get the credit for being the avant-garde one?
Mm.
I was that guy in the 60s.
It's funny you're coming on tonight, because I've had loads of people tweeting me saying, oh, McCartney's going to announce a new album this week. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, so from the chatter I understand, there's something Friday. Whether it's the record or the single or a teaser, that's what I hear. That's not an official word, but we get emails all the time from people that are like, here's this news, here's that news. I mean, half of the time it's wrong,
yeah,
but
of course,
I think something's Friday.
See, that's very exciting. I mean, he's 76 now, and he's just filmed some stuff with James Corden where he's gone back to Liverpool and did a gig in a pub. And I'm hoping he announces another tour, because I've seen him a couple of... You've seen him, haven't you, Ryan? You've seen him a few times.
Yeah, I saw him in Chicago twice, and I saw him in New York once. And he's just unbelievable. I don't know how he goes three, almost 4 hours at his age. And he doesn't take a sip of water the whole time he's up there. It's like his famous story. Like, well, Elvis didn't take a drink of water. Yeah. Why don't I? I don't have to either.
Yeah, look what happened to Elvis, though. You don't want to go out
exactly
that way.
You don't. Exactly. Elvis is dead, man. Maybe have a glass or two of water on.
And you came up with a great phrase. I don't know if it's your own phrase, but it's the first time I'd heard it. Old Man McCartney, where he's just after Flowers in the Dirt, where a couple of the tracks on the album, he starts doing that old man voice. And I think that's such a great description of how his voice became. And people go, ah, yeah, McCartney can't sing anymore and he's an embarrassment. Well, right. First of all, he's 76. And yeah, he struggles with the falsetto a bit. But when I saw him a couple of years ago, it was still a great voice.
Yeah, live, he can still do it. I think that has to do with some of these stories about his records. He's like, oh, we just went in and we did it as fast as possible, a couple takes. But when you're on the road, you're practicing, you're singing every night. Your voice is strong. So you see, yeah, I think he can still sing. Mm. It's just a difference in tone. Of course, your voice is going to change to get older.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Can I ask technically, because we got lots of people listening, Ryan, who kind of like have been inspired because of this radio show to go off and do their own podcasts, and lots of people who'd like to, but they are daunted by the prospect, right? How do you guys do it? Because you're not even you don't even sit in the same room a lot of the time.
No. So Chris is in Evanston, Illinois, and I'm in Los Angeles. And so what we do is we'll get on the phone. Usually we have earbuds in, and we have recording setups in our locations, you know, whether it's in an office or a home. We do like a little count off to sync up the recordings.
Yeah.
And then we just have a phone conversation into the mics, right?
Yeah.
Once we're done, you'll take the raw files, and so Chris actually edits the whole show. You know, I handle more of like the marketing, social outreach side.
Okay.
Because we have to split the work up, right? It's just a lot of work to. I mean, as you know, I mean, to constantly broadcast. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, I get my producer Catherine does all the. She does
so
all the
there
work.
There you go.
Yeah, she does
Catherine,
it all.
Catherine, come. There's two podcasting guys in America looking for some help.
work. She's in.
So, yeah, so we'll get the raw audio files. I'll send them to Chris. So the first stage is he has to, like, clean up the conversation. Obviously, ums, ahs, anything like that, anything that doesn't make sense. Error sneak out, but
yeah.
Lines up the conversation. That takes, like, 10 hours for every episode. Just that
part. Wow.
Then he'll go away from it and he'll come back to it and slide in the music. And from there, maybe a little bit of mastering, a little EQ.
Mm.
It takes about a month all in, maybe more, because we also try to research before we do every show.
Yeah.
Right? So each guy maybe does 5-10 hours of research on top of that. So it's like 40 hours for every episode. Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. But the thing is, this is one of the things I've been so impressed with, because I love podcasts and I listen to some homebrew ones that are lo-fi, and that's fine. But yours sounds like, it does sound like a slick radio show. You know, I don't mean that in a patronizing way, but I could hear that on the radio, because you've obviously put so much time into the production of it. And the fact that you have turned up there with research and with facts and, you know, with the one I'm listening to, I'm just getting to the end of it, is the songs that the Beatles gave away. And I thought I knew every song that those guys had written. And you're coming. What's the Pernina, the one about the hotel?
Pernina. That's a good one, right?
I've never heard anything like it. I'm thinking, I've been listening to the Beatles for 30-odd years. I like this. I've never heard this before.
Yeah, that was one of the ones we were doing the research where we dug that up. And I'm like, what is this? How does this exist? And the story behind it where it's like, oh, yeah, he was in the lobby of a hotel and he just made up a song and the guy remembered it and they went and recorded it. What do you mean? How is that possible? Oh, and there's two versions of Pernina if you can't find the first one. Wild.
I don't suppose you know if he's ever listened, do you? I wonder what McCartney's take is on his past. He always seems to be looking forward, doesn't he?
Yes, yeah. He kind of is a guy that once the project's done, I'm on to the next thing. I've heard, like in the, was it Barry Miles or the guy that did his biography? Paul's always talking about how he has his antenna out. He's always like taking in information and then making things into the future. Do I know if Paul's heard the show? No. I know his publicity team, we've emailed a few times, so they're aware of it.
Yeah.
But who's actually heard it, to what capacity, I have no idea.
It's fascinating. We just, and I know that you've had Denny Lane on. You have spoken to it. Yeah, I've not heard that one yet. But
that was fun,
We just found out, literally while we were on air an hour ago, we've got Denny Lane coming on the show on Friday, and I'm thrilled.
Tell him hello. He is the nicest man. Oh, like, he is so humble and kind. And from our interview, actually, I ended up seeing him in New York a few months ago.
Yeah.
And we went to the pub, right, somewhere in Manhattan. And he's just telling me stories for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Paul said this happened. He has a lot of monkey stories, too. You should definitely ask him some questions there.
Oh, really?
He was there, man.
Well, because as you may possibly know, I'm a huge Monkees fan. I'm going to New York next week to see Nesmith and Dolenz in concert. What a pairing that's going to be.
Right. Yeah. I saw them like a couple months ago. And well, Annabelle had taken me. You were tweeting with her earlier today.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that there was a connection. For those who don't know, Annabelle Jones, Davy Jones's daughter, and I've got this little label, and we're putting out a Davy release this week. And then it turned, Annabelle said, thanks for doing the work with my dad. By the way, you've got my boyfriend Ryan coming on tonight.
Yeah.
I thought, what a small world.
Me.
Isn't that
it's
incredible?
It's the tiniest world. Yeah.
Well, please tell her she's invited. Anytime she wants to come on, she's very, very welcome. And if she wants to talk about her stuff, we don't have to mention her dad at all if she doesn't want to. She gets sick of.
She's got to talk about him. Davy Jones.
But I was just telling a story the other day. I'm slightly embarrassed that I once stood next to Davy Jones at the urinals in the toilets and had a wee next to him. So I don't know how that would go down in the Jones household. All right, listen.
It would go down very well, I think.
Okay, good. I'm thrilled that she's aware that we're putting all this lovely stuff out. All right, listen. Ryan, if people want to find this, your show, Take It Away, where are the best places to go? Where should I be sending people?
Well, you go to takeitawaypodcast.com, or we're on Facebook, Twitter. We're basically everywhere you can find podcasts.
Mm.
If you just type in Take It Away and Paul McCartney, you can join us in our conversation.
And it is fun, and it's a bit geeky. I'm not going to beat around the bush. You know, it does go into quite a lot of detail, but I absolutely love it, and it's made me aware of just so many aspects of him that I wasn't aware of, and so many songs. I'm going to put you on the spot now, Ryan.
Okay.
The best Paul McCartney, Wings, whatever, solo album and song. Yeah, I know, man. And I don't want any fudging.
Big one.
I want answers. I want specific answers.
Ooh. I'm going to be held accountable for this one.
Yep.
My favorite McCartney record, hands down, is Ram.
Yep.
I can listen to that any day, any time. I think the B-sides, the A-sides, the extra tracks, the stuff he left off, the fact that a lot of that material he wrote while the Beatles were in that lawsuit is wild.
Yeah.
Some of it ends up on other albums later in the Wings or solo career sections. That's my favorite record.
And I want song? Your favorite song, man.
It's Take It Away, man.
Yeah,
I love that. I wouldn't have named the podcast if it wasn't that, probably.
Hey, listen, brother, it's so nice to talk to you. Honestly, I keep on doing the stuff, and anytime you want to come on and plug anything, you and Chris, even though he's a part-timer, you have you have an open invitation anytime you want to come back, man.
Ian, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Ryan, thank you very much. Ryan Brady, Chris Mercer. I'll do all the tweets in a second, guys, so you know where to go and find stuff. But the podcast is Take It Away. If you like McCartney, if you like the Beatles, it really is. It's just a joy. It's just a joy to listen to, and it's kept me so entertained and so happy over the past sort of 10 days or so since I discovered it. I'm going to be distraught when I get through it because I'm steaming through it. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.